Here on The Mark White Show, we're finding ways to make a difference, and we're looking for opportunities to make an impact on our communities. Whether in Alabama, across the country, or around the world, we can all make a difference. And it starts by taking that first step.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm glad that you could join us today as we highlight a very special organization, the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Now, I have on the line with me right now Stephanie Langford. She is the Marketing and Communications Director for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Alabama. And I was telling her before the interview started that there are several families that I have become acquainted with over the past few years that have benefited from Ronald McDonald House Charities. And I wanted to recognize this very special organization. I just want those families who have benefited from Ronald McDonald House Charities to know that you are the reason that I'm having this conversation today. So this is because of you. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Stephanie Langford.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm glad I'm able to have a conversation with you today.
I always love these conversations because I realize that there are people out there right now who they know what McDonald's is. My daughter, she loves old McDonald's, as she calls it. When you see those little boxes and people drop change in or they don't necessarily realize what Ronald McDonald House Charities are until maybe they have to use it.
I think that's the number one thing I hear all the time is they're like, I really didn't know anything about it. I just knew about the boxes and I dropped my change in and knew it was helping someone. But it really is, the house is a home away from home for families that have to travel out of their hometown to a new city in order to get medical care for their child. And just to sit back and think about what that family goes through, like they might be driving an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. I've heard as far as 5 or 8 or even flying in order to get the care that they needed at that specific hospital in that city. And imagine being away from home and away from all your loved ones, your family and your friends that you're used to, you know, leaning on for support, and they're not there with you. And so that's where, you know, the Ronald McDonald House comes in. Not only are we able to provide, you know, a room that they're able to get, you know, a night's rest so that they're fresh for their kids when they're having conversations with the doctors, but a hot meal. And I think the biggest thing that we provide is that support network of other families that are walking the same, you know, path that they are. It may not be the exact same, you know, diagnosis or illness that their child is going through, but they're going through those same emotions. And that's the one thing, you know, we're making sure that they're not walking that journey alone, that they've got the support that they need. And so it really is impactful. I've been here for 9 years, and I think I was telling you before, it's, you know, it's such a joy. I don't feel like I'm coming to work. I'm coming to serve these families that, you know, I see the impact that it's making and making their journey more meaningful. And they come back all the time just so grateful for the time that they were able to spend with us. So it's a little bit about what we do.
And Stephanie, one word you used was joy. And we were talking about the joy that this job brings you. I want to talk a little bit about what led you to Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Well, it's interesting because I actually was a volunteer before I was an employee. And it was kind of one of those things. I started volunteering at the front desk and I immediately saw the smiles on their faces. Just me smiling and saying, hey, how's your day? How's your child? Having that personal connection with them, I realized immediately the impact that was happening because they just needed someone to, you know, to let them know that someone cared. And I watched several children just thrive over the time that I was here. And that's when I was like, you know what? I really want to work at the Ronald McDonald House. And I had left, you know, I would, degree is in early childhood education, but I taught for a while. I was in retail for like 15 years, but this was probably my path and where I needed to be a long time ago, and I was just glad that I was led here. I actually had run the Red Shoe Run, and that is how I ended up volunteering here. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, I was a runner and decided to run for this charity. A friend brought me on board. And so I just, you know, as I got employed here, it just, my role here has, you know, evolved. And to be able to be in marketing and to be able to speak about our mission and the impact that it's making is just very rewarding. And I can do it. I can talk to anybody about the Ronald McDonald House because I'm just that passionate about it.
Well, Stephanie, it's always interesting the path that we take in our lives, where things lead us. I know that you went to Winthrop University in South Carolina. I don't know if you're a native from Alabama, but to go to be in college in South Carolina and end up in Birmingham, Alabama with Ronald McDonald House Charities and working for FEMA and working for Books a Million and all the things that you did, that ultimately volunteering for Ronald McDonald House Charities led you to being the marketing communications director. I think there's probably an interesting story there.
There is. And my dad was in the Navy, and I grew up in Charleston, South Carolina. So it is, it's interesting. But, you know, moving here, I moved here with Books a Million, and, you know, everybody always, you know, has this vision of Alabama, but I will tell you, Birmingham is a very well-kept secret because I just completely fell in love with it when I moved here. And so I do have a very interesting, you know, past, and how it led me here is just, you know, it's definitely something that I know my faith is why I'm here. And I put a lot of faith in my God, and it brought me here. And so I do really feel like, this is where I'm supposed to be. And the other part of my story that, I just want to share really quickly, because I started volunteering here and then, you know, got married and we had a child, and my child was born with Down syndrome. And so I have that other piece of my journey that I'm able to share with other families that walk through our doors here. I've met families all over the state that have gotten that diagnosis or have been in the hospitals, and, you know, they might be discouraged, and I'm able to go in there and talk to them and let them know that it's going to be okay. It's a blessing. And you may have those valleys, but you'll have those mountains, and, you know, life is better because of it. So it really is more than just what I do in marketing. There's a personal connection that I'm able to make with a lot of the families here.
That's incredible, Stephanie. And I want to tell you that I have covered John's Crazy Socks in New York.
Awesome.
I have covered Blake's Snow Shack out in Texas. I have had Gene Stallings on the program to talk about Johnny Mark. Down syndrome has been something that has been very important to me to cover, to show these young people. Gabby's Grounds coffee shop in North Carolina, I have tried to show that these young people have incredible opportunities ahead of them. These young people that are growing up, there's a scholarship, Ruby's Rainbows. I've covered Ruby's Rainbows. And I have a friend of mine, Erin Fain Sullivan now. She lives in Kansas, and she designed my logo for the Mark White Show. And she has a son, Corbin, who has Down syndrome. And so a lot of times I'll get shout outs for Corbin. We have a unique connection with the Down syndrome community through the Mark White Show.
Awesome. Well, you're going to have to interview Hunter Norwood. I don't know if you've heard of him yet, but he has got an amazing ice cream truck that travels all over the state.
Absolutely. I'm going to put that on my radar as we continue our conversation. I'm going to think about that. I'm intrigued that the direction of the conversation went this way, but I do want families who face Down syndrome to know that there are some amazing young people out there. So if you have a newborn that has Down syndrome, I want you to be very hopeful about the opportunities ahead. Yes, there are struggles, and I've heard about those as well, but at the same time, you have a very special individual in your home when you have one of those young people who has that extra chromosome.
Absolutely. But I am, like, there's also Coletti's Cookies up in Boston, and I'm going to tell you, she has the best cookies. I get them mailed to my house.
Okay. I'm going
She went crazy with them, but I mean, I know they're in Boston, but I'm just like, they are the best cookies. They're like a chocolate chip with cinnamon on them. And she started it because she was having a hard time getting a job, and her sister helped her start her bakery.
Oh, that's great.
And she's come here to Birmingham to speak. And I heard her speak and I was just blown away. So I, you know, throughout the year, I at least buy cookies like 4 or 5 times a year from her, just because I want to support her, and because the cookies are so good. And Jake, I'm sure, I don't know if you've heard of Jake Pratt, but he went to the Clemson program and then is now working for UPS. He started as part-time over Christmas, and they've hired him on now as a permanent employee.
You know, I did see a story about Jake. I do recall that through the summer. I believe there was a story that that started rolling out, and saw that about him. And then I was going to tell you, Jace is the young man's name, Jace Bassam, over in Rogersville, Alabama. That was the child that now he does gymnastics, and he's just a go-getter. So anyway, that's all these young people are very special to me, and I'm glad to have a platform to be able to try to share some of these stories. So,
well, and it's just a matter of giving people a chance instead of putting limits on them. I think that's what's happened in the past, and I'm so glad that there's been, you know, trailblazers before we've had to experience it. But it's clearly, there's still, you know, doors to knock down to some degree, because inclusion in a community or in a school is just, it should be a way of living, and there's still some challenges there. I didn't realize we had this connection. We're talking about the Ronald McDonald House. It's so interesting how our stories are intertwined.
That's right. Well, it's what leads us to where we are. As I told you, I try to recognize difference makers, and all the different organizations that I just called off are extremely important difference makers to me. And of course, we're talking about Ronald McDonald House Charities today. And if it's okay, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the Day of Change that's coming up on October 15th. Okay, Stephanie?
That sounds wonderful.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Marketing Communications Director Stephanie Langford with Ronald McDonald House Charities of Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us as we talk about the Day of Change coming up. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is John from John's Reading Stock. I love the Mark White Show. Truck the mic.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad that you could join us today. This is a great conversation that I'm having right now with Stephanie Langford, who is the Marketing and Communications Director for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Alabama. And in that first segment, we learned oh so much more, and I'm excited about this conversation. First, I want to give a shout out to Zach. That is Stephanie Langford's son, so shout out to you, Zach. I'm glad your mom could be on the Mark White Show today, and she can share about her work with Ronald McDonald House Charities of Alabama, among other things. And also, I didn't mention Jace Bassam in the last segment, so shout out to you, Jace. I hope you're doing well in Rogersville, Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Stephanie Langford.
Thank you. It's so great to be here with you today.
Well, and I love the conversation. I love how these conversations develop, and I find out how a person is where they are. I think it's very important to also consider the people around us, the people who made a difference in our life to get us to where we are, and whether that be a teacher, a parent, a child, all these special influences lead us to the point where we are having this conversation today.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about a special day that's coming up, October the 15th, and it's one of the primary reasons that we were having this conversation. It's called the Day of Change, and it's happening October the 15th. I wanted you to be able to share about that with listeners today.
Yeah, absolutely. So October 15th is actually the anniversary date of the very first Ronald McDonald House that was ever opened back in 1974. It was actually opened up in Philadelphia. So October 15th is a very special day to our Ronald McDonald House global network. There's now 377 houses worldwide. The house here in Birmingham actually was the sixth house to ever open and open debt-free, which says a lot about the area here in Alabama, very philanthropic. And once they see a mission that needs to be done, they support it. So we're very, very thankful for all of our donors that are out there supporting what we do here. So Day of Change is really our time to rally behind McDonald's and all the customers and obviously the owner-operators, the crew and the managers that help fundraise for us 365 days out of the year. There's so many programs that McDonald's provides in order to raise income for the house. One, obviously, those little donation boxes that you see every time you go through the drive-thru or you're inside the restaurant, that money adds up very quickly. It may be a penny, a nickel, a dime, or a quarter, or you might stick a dollar in there. But I think a lot of people don't realize how quickly that adds up. When you look at our donation boxes and then what we're getting as far as Roundup, just for our location here in Birmingham, it's over $280,000, which is just amazing. So when you think your little change may not make a difference, it really does. And that's kind of, you know, how the Day of Change came to be, is that we wanted to show people that, you know, your change does make a difference. And it is a day of change. Obviously, McDonald's really got behind opening up the first Ronald McDonald House, they were making a big change, supporting families for the first time when they were going through. At first, it was when their kids had cancer. They needed a place to stay, and we've evolved to so much more now. But, you know, back then it was like, you know, that was a big, you know, change maker for a lot of families to be able to have, you know, a bed to sleep in versus sleeping in, you know, in their cars or in the, you know, on the floor in the lobbies of the hospitals. I mean, that was a big change that we were able to make. And I just, you know, as we go through this every year, just being able to tell our stories and thank the people that help make this fundraising happen is just so important to us as a house, because those partners are critical for us to be able to keep our doors open. Just alone McDonald's, with all the other things that they do, it's close to 30% of our total income, and we have to raise $2.2 million each year in order to keep our doors open. So along with the donation boxes and the Roundup, McDonald's also gives us a penny per Happy Meal. This year, actually, they're giving us 2 pennies per Happy Meal just because we needed extra support considering the pandemic, and we were not able to do a lot of our, you know, in-person fundraising that we normally do. They support our events. They sponsor them. A lot of our owner-operators, they're local to our, you know, to their areas, and they will come in and provide meals to the families. So McDonald's as a whole, the local owner operators, just really get behind what we do here as far as a mission, and they want to make sure that we can continue.
Now, I noticed, Stephanie, you said the first Ronald McDonald House was in 1974. That would have been 5 years before I came around in 1979. And I'm familiar with the story of Dave Thomas with Wendy's. I'm familiar with Truett Cathy with Chick-fil-A. I followed those stories through the years, being a restaurant owner myself. I'm not as familiar with Ray Kroc's story, but was it part of his vision for McDonald's? Was this something that Ray Kroc came up with?
It actually started with Fred Hill and Dr. Audrey Evans at the hospital. So at the time, Fred Hill was a football player for the Philadelphia Eagles, and his daughter, Kim, got leukemia. And he was in the hospital and saw people like laying on the floors and realizing that something had to be done. Well, Dr. Audrey Evans was the oncologist, and she also had a vision for this house. And so they teamed up together and then got Ray Kroc involved in the McDonald's team to make sure. And actually, that's how the Shamrock Shake came to be, because that's how they raised the funds to kind of help open the very first Ronald McDonald House. They had found a house to purchase, but had to come up with the funds. And so McDonald's was the one that kind of helped spearhead all that fundraising that took place to keep the door open. So that house opened in 1974, and the house in Birmingham did open in 1979. So we were not that far away. So year you were born.
Wow. I know Ray was born in 1902. He passed in 1984. So he lived 10 years beyond the creation of Ronald McDonald House Charities. As a small business owner myself, and I do want to use this opportunity as an encouragement to those who are small business owners, I tried to create the Good Sportsmanship Award at my little restaurant, and it wasn't anything greatly significant. And I came up with different ways in the community to try to help. As a small business owner, we have unique opportunities to find ways to make a difference in our community. And I hope that people will consider some of the smaller ways they can. And of course, those things grow. But it took having that first house to start Ronald McDonald House to be what it is today for families across the country in this way.
Well, and we have an interesting story for our house, because, you know, Marianne Sharbel, she worked over at Children's of Alabama, and she is one of our co-founders. Max Cooper, who is our other co-founder, owned McDonald's here in the area. He owned like 40 stores. But Marianne went to Atlanta and saw that they were fundraising for a Ronald McDonald House, and came back and said, you know what, we need one of these in here in Birmingham. And so that's when she partnered with Max Cooper. And at first, McDonald's did not want us to have a house here in Birmingham, because they did not think we would be able to financially support it, because we did not have an NFL team. And Marianne was just so persistent and knew how philanthropic the area was, that she knew that we would, and she knew that we needed. And so she clearly proved them wrong and made it happen, which is just amazing. But it really does take the whole community. And we always say, you know, this is the house that love built, because, you know, it is the whole community supporting it, in more ways than one, financially, with in-kind donations, with volunteers. It just really does make it a special place.
And one other thing, Stephanie, is we don't have to reinvent the wheel. They can, of course, give to Ronald McDonald House Charities and support that effort as a business as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're warning people on October the 15th to wear t-shirts to signify their support. How can people get involved with this part of the Day of Change?
So yeah, we are, we're not physically going to be in the restaurants this year because of the pandemic, but, we have two ways that people can really get behind, this celebration. One is to purchase a t-shirt, which they can go to our website at rmhca.org/Day of Change. And you just have to order before October 3rd in order to get your t-shirt in time to wear it on October 15th. So really, that's a Friday. We're really encouraging everybody to wear their shirts on Friday to help just build that awareness of the impact that the Ronald McDonald House makes, and how they can help through the McDonald's when they're, because we know everybody likes to go and get a treat at McDonald's at some point. So that is clearly one way. Obviously, we want you either to drop your change or round up And then the other way is to get involved in our social challenge. We have a Roundup Receipt Challenge that we're doing. So we're encouraging people from now until October 17th, when they do go through McDonald's and they round up, to snap a picture of their receipt, share it on their social, and tag RMHC Alabama. And they can hashtag Roundup Receipt Challenge, Day of Change, or Keeping Families Close. We're going to be looking for those. And then we're going to send out just a thank you treat to them, which will include a treat to go back to McDonald's for a special treat that I'm sure everybody will enjoy. So it's just a nice way to thank those that have been donating through those programs, and for us to share that with them means a lot to us. So we hope people will get involved in the challenge, because we would love to see all the people that are rounding up for us and be able to interact with them and to help, you know, spread that awareness.
And I want people to take advantage of the Day of Change to round up. Use the hashtag Day of Change. Again, the website is rmhca.org/Day of Change, October 15th. And we want people to start doing this now, all the way to October 15th, to celebrate Day of Change with Ronald McDonald House Charities. And Stephanie Langford, this has been an incredible conversation. I have enjoyed this very much.
Oh, I have too. It's been an amazing journey to walk with you as far as the story and how our lives are intertwined. You just never know until you start talking to someone. So it's been a great conversation, and I just so appreciate what you're doing and getting the word out to the public on all the great nonprofits that are out there supporting our community. Is, you know, I'm very passionate about the Ronald McDonald House, but passionate about others as well. And I just really encourage people to find those charities that really make a difference and are meaningful to them, and get behind them, because it really does make a difference. And it means a lot, obviously, to the people working for the charity that are trying to help those in need in our state. So I just really encourage everyone to find somewhere to serve, and whether it be to give financially or to volunteer, but just get involved in your community.
Well, and Stephanie, as you know, it's been hard for nonprofits, like everyone else, during the COVID period. And so they need a little extra push. And I think I've pushed even harder through the COVID period with the Mark White Show, trying to recognize more organizations, more foundations, more efforts to try to let people know that they're out there if they have an opportunity to give. And it's not just giving financially, but giving of time. We all have time. And so we can volunteer, just like you did as you started with the Red Shoe Run. So people can think about how you got started and where you came from, and think about your story. So Stephanie, just really great to have you on the show. And I appreciate your work as marketing and communications director with Ronald McDonald House Charities of Alabama. So thank you for your good work.
And Mark, thank you for everything that you're doing. I so appreciate it.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers. We're recognizing organizations. We're recognizing foundations. We're recognizing individuals and families. And I hope you're encouraged by the Mark White Show. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Howdy, y'all. This is Wiggles with Wiggles World in Texas. And I just wanted to remind y'all, no matter what age you are, you can always make a difference. A little smile can brighten up anybody's day, no matter what. You're listening to The Mark White Show.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.